Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. What do you know about elephants? You probably know that they're the biggest land mammals, with an adult African elephant weighing as much as 7 cars. You may also know that they have a trunk that helps them breathe, drink water, pick up food, and give hugs to other elephants. But did you know that elephants also have amazing memories? They can remember watering holes, migration routes, and even recognize other elephants that they haven't seen for years. Today, we're going to talk to someone who knows a lot about elephants. But interestingly enough, she wasn't always an elephant expert. In fact, at the beginning of our story, she had never seen an elephant in her life.
I had never seen an elephant in my life. We were going into a brand new adventure without knowing the consequences and not a clue of the responsibilities.
This is Françoise Malby-Anthony. She grew up in Paris, France, but when she fell in love with Lawrence Anthony from South Africa, her whole life changed. First, she moved to the city of Durban, South Africa, where he lived. But soon after that, Lawrence found an exciting opportunity that brought the couple into an even bigger adventure.
Lawrence was just full of surprises all the time. See, moving to Zululand. And I said, okay, you know, why not? A new adventure is like having a new life every time. You see, this is what's wonderful about having a bit of an adventurous spirit. So we moved to Zululand.
Zululand is a beautiful, wildlife-rich region in South Africa, 4 hours away from the big city of Durban. In Zululand, there was a plot of land that had once been the hunting grounds of the mighty Zulu warrior Shaka, founder of the Zulu kingdom. When Françoise and Lawrence arrived, they intended to turn it into a wildlife preserve where animals could roam free and humans could come to observe the animals and enjoy the natural world. However, there was a lot of work that needed to be done. Because it used to be a hunting ground, there weren't a lot of animals who felt comfortable living on the property. These animals are sometimes referred to as game.
It used to be a hunting game reserve, so there was very little game. You could hardly see even an impala, which is a little antelope. You couldn't even see them because they were so scared of hunters. So the reason why Lawrence bought it, because he had a vision of a huge conservation land where animals could roam freely, and because animals need space. We need more space for wildlife.
Even though there weren't a lot of animals on the land because of all the hunters, Lawrence and Françoise had a dream of what their wildlife preserve could be. So they renamed the land Tula Tula and got to work.
Tula Tula is a lullaby for children. It means sleep. Sleep well, my baby.
Françoise and Lawrence wanted to turn the wildlife preserve into a place where all sorts of baby animals could sleep well and be at peace. To do that, they needed to build a strong fence and hire a good staff of workers. But before they could get everything organized at Tula Tula, Lawrence and Françoise got a call about a herd of elephants that desperately needed a new home.
It was a very stressing time because when we got that phone call from that lady telling us there's a herd of elephants who are going to be put down unless they get saved and accepted in the game reserve and so on, Lawrence, of course, he said, yes, of course. And now we had only 3 weeks to fence before the elephants arrived.
Lawrence and Françoise did not want the elephants to be put down or killed, so they had to get busy. Not only did they have to rush to get the fence up, but they were also told that the elephants who were arriving from a different wildlife preserve had a bit of a troubled past.
We were told they were problem elephants. What kind of problem? We didn't even really ask. We knew they were a kind of escape artist.
It turns out that the reason that the elephant herd was being given away is that they were really good at escaping from wildlife preserves. In fact, even as the elephants were waiting to be transported to Tula Tula, they escaped again.
They call me, they say, that's it, the elephants have escaped again. We have to leave with them tomorrow. We've organized a truck. Eventually, we were ready to welcome them. But I mean, we had to employ 100 people to finish that fence in 3 weeks. It was a huge amount of work. And voila, and then the elephants arrived at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was pouring with rain, the truck got stuck. Those elephants were, trumpeting and not happy and banging the walls of that truck. They were all in separate compartments of the trucks, of course. And it was quite the kind of moment that you never forget.
The elephants were not happy to be arriving at Tula Tula. Based on their experiences at their last wildlife preserve, these elephants did not trust humans and were scared and uncomfortable with being transported.
I was thinking those elephants in dark containers, they've been driven for 14 hours and now they don't have a clue what's happening. They don't understand what's happening. And I was feeling for them terribly. And I was feeling the unhappiness that those elephants were feeling, and their anger and their reactions banging against the wall. It was like a horror movie for me. Animals trumpeting and screaming their anger or their anxiety.
The previous owners had killed the leader, or matriarch of the herd, because she kept helping the elephants escape from the old wildlife preserve. Losing their leader made the elephants scared, upset, and distrustful of people. So when they arrived at Tula Tula, they didn't realize that Lawrence and Francoise wanted to give them a safe and loving home.
Elephants communicate with each other. So there was one of the older females that we call Nana. She learned from the previous matriarch how to escape and how to run away and how to lead the herd. So Nana is the one who decided 24 hours after their arrival to escape and to push a tree against the fence. How did she learn that? She learned that from the previous matriarch, of course. So that was the beginning of a real adventure with this herd of elephants. They were traumatized, they were unhappy. They'd been moved against their will. So it was a very dramatic time. Those elephants escaped and people wanted to put them down. They were problem elephants. Nobody wants problem elephants. But Lawrence was determined to keep them. So it took us a week to get them back.
Luckily, Lawrence and Francoise were able to find the elephants and bring them back to Tula Tula before anyone decided to put the elephants down. Once the elephants were home, Lawrence went to work building a relationship with the frightened creatures.
Lawrence was determined to save this herd of elephants that they would not be put down. So what he did, he spent 24 hours a day for 12 days around the herd of elephants. Every time Nana was trying to push a tree, he could feel there was something happening. And Lawrence used to go there and talk to her, sing to her, calling her, "Hello, my beautiful." He was a big charmer, Lawrence. And he charmed Nana so well. Nana was under the charm, obviously, and she told her family, "Well, I think we're going to stay here. I think we're not going to try to escape again and go back home where they treat us so badly. Let's stay here." And that was the beginning of the herd of elephants staying at Tula Tula.
Over the years, Lawrence and Francoise worked hard to build a happy and successful wildlife preserve. Lawrence focused on the animals and the conservation side of things, while Francoise focused on the guests and running the business. Everything was going well until tragedy struck. While he was away at a conference, Lawrence had a heart attack and died unexpectedly. Francoise was heartbroken, and many people wondered what would happen to Tula Tula now that she was the only one in charge.
There were gossips saying that I was going back to France just because I'm a foreigner, and just because Lawrence passed away, I'm a woman, and women don't run this kind of operation. I never, ever had the intention of going back to France. We had created that beautiful place. It was 2012, And we started in 1998. So that was 14 years of hard work to create an amazing team, to create two beautiful lodges, and to create a good reputation as well. And I had that amazing herd of elephant. There were 21 when Lawrence passed away. I mean, I had my whole family was there. There was no way I was going to leave.
Even though she was sad, Françoise was determined to stay and take care of the beautiful place she and Lawrence had created at Tula Tula. And the elephant herd stepped in to support her as well.
The elephants came to the house 2 days after Lawrence passed away, and they all came and stood in front of me for hours. We were all in shock. We were all numb. Everybody was extremely emotional. Of course the elephants felt it. Of course, when you know elephants, when you know animals in general, they can feel your feelings. Those elephants coming to visit me triggered in me a lot of emotions, of course, and made me realize that now my job was to take care of them and all the animals on this farm. So those elephants, they gave me a sense of direction. They gave me a purpose. They cared so much, and they were survivors themselves. And knowing their resilience, knowing they were survivors, their visit was an inspiration for me. It was going to help me to cope with adversity and to be able to move on with my life on my own and be able to fight.
Not only did the elephants come and visit Françoise on this very important day, but they came back every year on the exact same day for 3 years.
The most incredible phenomena is when they came back a year later, exactly the same day, the 4th of March, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. How can this happen? But the following year, exactly same day, same time, those elephants arrived again at the house and posted exactly the same way as last time, in front of my house, stood there for a long time. What does that mean, all this, you know? Did they know it was exactly the same time? Do they have a sense of time, the elephants? I don't think so. It was just instinctive, or it was just pure coincidence that they came back the same day, but it was extraordinary. 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row.
Whether the elephants knew what they were doing or not, their support was so important for Françoise. She stayed at Tula Tula and worked hard to make it a happy place for the elephants to be. Today, it's still a popular wildlife preserve, and it's grown to include several endangered species, even beyond elephants. This has meant purchasing more land to make the wildlife preserve a lot bigger.
My vision is two things. Two main projects at Tula Tula. Number one, protecting the animals at all times with a top-notch anti-poaching, the top security. Number two is to expand the land as much as I can. This has been extremely successful. We want to specialize in endangered species, maybe getting black rhinos as well. And once we've increased the land, we'll be able to get cheetahs. So you see, this is all the project I've got. Increasing the land, that was what Lawrence wanted originally, creating a big conservation area where animals could roam free and be happy. And voila, so this is what I do.
For Françoise, maintaining Lawrence's dream and helping animals, whether they be elephants, rhinos, or other endangered species, is her great passion in life.
We must all find our passion, which is going to create such emotions and such unique moments in our life. I would say that me, I've discovered it with animals, and we must not fear adversity, we mustn't fear challenges. We must just look at them, go through them, and overcome them, and believe in the impossible, never give up, and never stop learning.
Françoise is able to make a difference in the natural world by caring for endangered creatures at the Tula Tula Wildlife Preserve. Even though she's faced challenges, Françoise has never given up and has learned how to help animals in need. Just like Françoise, you can make a difference too by learning about animals and finding ways to help care for the world around you.
scared elephants really needed a place where they could be safe and have enough space. Tula Tula became their home where animals could roam.
Just one more quick word, and this is for you parents. I'm Marcus Smith, host of Constant Wonder, which is the source of material you hear on Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of stories and information kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to Françoise Malby-Anthony and her care for distressed elephants and rhinos. If you'd like to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. It's called Can Elephants Really Love Humans? And we're confident you'll love more from the ongoing Constant Wonder podcast, which puts you on a quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small, the kinds of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we suspect you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.